four quarters, four quarterbacks. Each one will take a quarter, and we're excited to see them all play.
Doug, in the bigger picture, how important is it with the starters? Is it to get something done positively?
Yeah, you go into every preseason game with an objective. The one thing with the ones is you want to see the mental mistakes minimized. You want to see, obviously, a touchdown or field goal in that first quarter. Execution is important. And just overall, watch them function in a game atmosphere.
Coach, what are you liking out of your tight ends?
Tell you what, they're very athletic. They're smart guys. They're, it really gives us some matchup opportunities, being able to have really three guys to stretch a field, it can be a benefit for us, and we're really excited to have three.
Is that Eric Fisher, you think, ready for a game, even if it's a preseason game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll be. He'll be excited. He'll be emotions will be running high. But after he gets that first initial hit out of the way, he'll settle down and he'll do a nice job.
You talk about the interior part of the line. I mean, there's been so much focus on the tackles, and those three guys are coming back, but don't have a ton of experience playing together. What are you seeing from them right now?
Seen a lot of improvement over the last week. There's some great communication, starting with Rodney in the middle, and with the guards. That's where it starts. If you protect and have those three solid in the middle, you can do a lot of things offensively, and they've done a nice job here in the last week, and just look forward to the game.
You mentioned the tight end.
Do you game plan so that each quarterback gets to do a little bit of what their strengths are, or do you keep it just so vanilla, there's just a formula stand pat?
We go into the first game knowing that everybody's going to play. You keep it pretty simple, pretty basic, so you can play fast and play loose and not a lot of thinking on the field. Just go play, because we want to be able to evaluate everybody, not only just the veterans but the new people and the rookies as well. So we keep it vanilla so that everybody can play and play fast.
With tight ends, you mentioned that people see a preseason depth chart and get a little excited because it's preseason. We read in too much to Tony being a three or somebody being at this or somebody being at week one of a preseason.
Yeah, it's tough to read into anything right now. We're only into second week of our training camp and nothing's set. Guys are still competing for spots, and our final roster will come out here in a couple of weeks when we get ready for week one.
How's that backup receiver shaping up behind Bowen McCluskey?
Yeah, some great competition right there. Donnie Avery and Devin's out there, and Dex is in the mix as far as that backup guy, and you can move Dex around, and there's some flexibility. You can put guys at X, you can put guys at Z, and there's some good competition. Even the young guys are showing that not only deserve a spot, but deserve more reps as we go and create that competition.
Who's jumping at?
Donnie's done a good job. Of course, Dwayne's still working hard. He's been good. John is working extremely hard. He wants to get better. I've seen some great improvement with John. You take those two away, then Donnie's doing a nice job. Devin's a good slot receiver. He's real quick and shifty inside. Dex has done a good job inside. So there's six, seven, eight guys right there that have jumped out and competing for a spot.
Coach, a few days ago you called Alex Smith the best quarterback in the league. Is that something you came here, or when you traded for him, you have the opinion of, or is it something you've formed that opinion since you had a chance to work with him?
I've had a chance to study Alex Smith the last couple of seasons, even back in Philadelphia, and we just felt like as an organization, as offense, that with change, there's always going to be change probably at the quarterback position, and we wanted to go find the best one out there. And ultimately there's great quarterbacks in the National Football League, don't get me wrong. We just felt like Alex Smith the best for our team and can lead us this season on into the future.
When you get into the real regular season, do you have a play in your offense that isn't factored by formation, motion, shifting? Is there one of those elements in every single play?
I can't tell you that.
I can see, and it looks like there is.
We try to get the defensive eyes moving by shifting tight ends, short motions, do a lot of different things, and just run basic, simple plays. That's always been a part of the so-called West Coast offense, motions and shifts, and personnel is huge. We do a lot of personnel substitution. So we'll continue that on. Preseason, you'll see it. You'll see it on through the regular season. So if we can create matchups by doing it, we'll continue to work it.
In the NFL today, the same, say, five skill position guys, your fullback, your halfback, your tight end, your two wide receivers, are the days when it's those five and it's just a basic offense gone?
I think it's leaning that way. You know, you see what's happening in, you know, go all the way back to high school ball, college football with the spread offenses. The guys, you know, tight ends nowadays are athletes that can run. You don't find that big bruising tight end, guys that can run and catch passes. And I think it's leaning that way just a little bit, but you've got to be real careful at this level because you don't want to expose your quarterback. And you got to keep your quarterback healthy for 16 weeks.